Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, when we're continuing the halachos of a kiddush. If someone made kiddush and he was mafsik bedibur, which means he made kiddush, he was going to pour out the wine, and he started talking about something, he forgot that he didn't drink the wine yet. So the halach is, he has to make a new bayir pregafim. But kiddush he was yoytze, because he made kiddush on the wine, so he was yoytze kiddush. He was just making a new bayir pregafim because he talked in between the bayir pregafim and drinking wine. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that if he talked about something that's shaykh to the Suda or shaykh to Kiddush, then you don't have to make another bracha. It's not considered hefsik. But the evidence is not considered hefsik if you talked about something about the Suda, about the Kiddush. Now that's for the person making Kiddush. What about the people listening? Is it mutter for them to be mafsik bediber before the Mekadosh drinks the Meloy Lugmov? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva says that it's usur, because it's very possible that the Bar Prigoff is part of the Kiddush, and therefore you have to drink. And he says, therefore, you should not talk before the Mekadosh, the one who made Kiddush, drank and Meloy Lugmov. You should not talk. And if you did talk, so Lemaisa B'dieved, you are Yoytze, Lemaisa, you're Yoytze the Kiddush. But of course, if you do talk in between, you have to take a new Bayer Pregafim. But Chachil, you should not talk until the Mekadosh finishes drinking Meloy Lugmov. Now, that is only if the listeners talked after Kiddush, before the Mekadosh drank the wine. That's where it's also to talk, but the evidence is good. But what about if they talked in the middle of Kiddush? The first of all, the halacha is that the one listening to Kiddush should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, because that's a hefsik. But if they do say that, they yoytze b'dieved. But let's say they talked in the middle of Kiddush. So the Bir Halacha in Chelik Beis of Mishnah Berurah in Halachas of Benching says that if someone talks b'shas the ikar part of the bracha, the ikar part of the kiddush, the halacha will be is that he's not yoytza the kiddush, and they have to kiddush over. What's the ikar bracha? So if he speaks in the middle of Baruch Atah Hashem, or he speaks about, if he speaks at the end, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekayem Shabbos, someone's talking then, he's not yoytza kiddush. If he's talking in the middle, then it's a little bit of a shaila. And pashtus, if you talk in the middle, you're yoytza, but there is a tzadir that's maybe part of the ikar kiddush, and therefore maybe l'chatchilas you hear kiddush from someone else. But one thing we do see from here, that someone listening to Kiddush should be very careful to be makbid, to try to listen to every word, not talk in the middle of Kiddush, not do other things in the middle of Kiddush, like we have spoken about before, in order to listen to Kiddush well, to be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. Now, there's a few cases that the Shulchan Aruch talks about that's not so common. He says, let's say someone makes Kiddush, and after he finishes Kiddush, the cup spills out. Of the old wine spills out, so before he had a chance to taste anything. So the halacha is, you bring another kais, you make a new bayir priya gafen. And there's a whole tumul, if you have wine on the table still, it could be you could just take some of that wine without making a new bracha because you had a mind of everything on the table. That's the whole, the Mishruah talks about that. Another case the Mishruah talks about is, if someone makes Kiddush on wine, and then he finds out, he's about to taste it, he looks at it, he sees it's spoiled wine. What'd you do then? Could be not your Kiddush at all there, because there you didn't even have wine for the Kiddush. So if you see the Mishruah and Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Ayin Ches, discusses those cases.